Mishnah Vav, when one harvests produce and he processes it, so there are a number of different tithes and gifts which he needs to give to a kohen or to a levi, to a poor person. And the halacha is that midrabbanon, it is forbidden to separate those tithes on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The reason being that before you separate the tithes, that produce is known as tevel, and tevel is forbidden to eat. So by separating the tithes, you are sort of fixing and completing the produce and turning it from something which is forbidden to something which is permitted. So just like it's forbidden to fix something or to complete the work of something, it is forbidden midrabbanon to separate tithes on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, that only applies to tithes which could have been separated before Shabbos or Yom Tov. If the entire obligation only began on Yom Tov, let's say, so then it would be permitted to separate those tithes. So an example of that would be challah. When one turns his produce into dough, so once it becomes dough, only then does the obligation begin. One has to separate a portion of the dough and give it to a kohen. So if one makes dough on Yom Tov, which is permitted, it's for the sake of food, so the obligation of challah would begin on Yom Tov. And so it is permitted to separate the challah on Yom Tov. Another example which the Mishnah will discuss is matonos, which literally means gifts, and when the Mishnah refers to matonos, that refers to the obligation of giving the front right leg, the cheeks and the stomach of certain animals which one slaughters to a kohen. So again, if one slaughters the animal on Yom Tov, so the obligation only begins on Yom Tov, he couldn't have done it before Yom Tov, and therefore it is permitted to separate that on Yom Tov. The discussion in our Mishnah, again an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is whether one is allowed to actually give it to a kohen on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, "Eim elichin chalom matonis lakohen b'Yom Tov." It is forbidden to bring and to give the gift of challah from one's dough, or the gifts from the animal which he slaughtered to a kohen on Yom Tov. Bein Shemum Emesh, whether they were separated the previous day, whether those gifts were separated before Yom Tov, Bein Shemum Hayoim, or whether they were separated that day. Urisul Matirin, but Beis Hillel permitted. Omlehem Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Gezerah Shava. Now Gezerah Shava generally refers to the concept that if there are two of the same words, or very similar words, in two totally different psukim, in different places in the Torah, so in certain instances where that occurs, there are traditions to learn certain laws from one of those psukim to the other. We compare the two psukim. Now, in this case, it's not a literal gzer shava. Rather, it just means that we're comparing two different things. Challah matonis matol lakoyein, the gift of challah from the dough and the various parts of the body of the animal which he slaughtered, those are gifts which go to a kohen. Truma matonis lakoyein, and truma, which is the gift from one's produce which he harvests, that is also a gift to the kohen. K'shem she'emirchin l'nisat truma, just like it is always forbidden to bring the truma to the kohen on Yom Tov, kach emirchin l'nisat matonis, so too it is forbidden to bring those other gifts to the kohen on Yom Tov. Omlehem Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel said to them, Loi, no, that is not a good comparison. If you said that that is the halacha when it comes to regular truma, where he was not allowed to separate it on Yom Tov, it is always forbidden midrabbanan to separate truma on Yom Tov, since the obligation begins once the harvest and the processing of the produce which has been harvested is completed, and that cannot be done on Yom Tov. So certainly the obligation began before Yom Tov, and therefore it is always forbidden to separate truma on Yom Tov. And since it's forbidden to separate the truma on Yom Tov, it is also forbidden to give it to a kohen. If you start giving it to a kohen, people might assume that you separated on Yom Tov. They might come to the conclusion that it is permitted to separate truma on Yom Tov. And so that's why it's forbidden to give it to a kohen on Yom Tov. But Tomim b'matonos, would you say the same thing when it comes to the other gifts, Shazaka Baramason, where one is permitted to separate it on Yom Tov? Beis Hillel's point being that even if, let's say, the challah was separated the previous day, so you did have the opportunity to give the challah before Yom Tov, even in that case, you would be able to actually do it on Yom Tov. So even more than we explained at the beginning of the Mishnah. Since there is a way to separate the challah on Yom Tov in a totally permitted way, so even if you do start bringing it to the kohen on Yom Tov, and people think that, oh, that must mean that you also separated it on Yom Tov, that's not a problem, because there are many times where it is totally permitted to separate it on Yom Tov, if the obligation only began on Yom Tov. So to summarize, if the obligation began on Yom Tov, then it is permitted to even separate that tithe on Yom Tov itself. And if it is the sort of tithe whose obligation can possibly begin on Yom Tov, So even if the obligation did not begin on Yom Tov, so it will be forbidden to separate the tithe on Yom Tov. However, it would be permitted if you separated it before Yom Tov, it would be permitted to give it to a Kohen on Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel.